Hello, and welcome back to The Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, and I am an institutional portfolio manager with RBC's Blue Bay Fixed Income team. U.S. yields rose last week, driven by strong economic data. Second quarter GDP was revised up to 3.8% due to robust consumer spending, though it's important to note that Q1 GDP was weak, coming in at negative 0.6%, leaving overall growth in the first half of the year slightly below trend. A decline in initial jobless claims has eased fears of further deterioration in the labor market, while durable goods orders indicate strong investment activity. However, this week's U.S. labor market reports will be important to watch as it pertains to monetary policy. If we see payrolls align with a consensus estimate of around 50,000 additional jobs, markets may remain uncertain about whether Powell will announce one or two 25 basis point rate cuts by year end. But if there is a net contraction in monthly jobless totals, labor market concerns could resurface, potentially leading for calls for a 50 basis point rate cut. For now, we're not overly concerned about a significant downturn in the labor market. Slower immigration has reduced the growth of the U.S. labor force, meaning that jobs gains of around 70,000 per month should be sufficient to keep the unemployment rate relatively stable. This week, we'll be watching to see if a government shutdown materializes, as Senate Democrats push back against President Trump's threats to slash government jobs should they not approve a budget extension to November 21st. In previous government shutdowns, workers have been temporarily sent home and then received back pay when the shutdown ends. Permanent firings, however, would be a deviation from that protocol, further intensifying already heightened political tensions. An extended shutdown could pose minor economic risks, but it's unlikely to significantly affect the broader macroeconomic outlook. The primary concern for investors is the possibility for widespread delays in the release of economic data at a time when everyone is quite eager for such data. Potential upcoming changes to the Federal Reserve, most notably the proposed removal of Lisa Cook and the announcement regarding the next Federal Reserve chair, are also on our radar. Ultimately, we anticipate that a candidate will be selected who will guide the Fed in a more dovish direction. This would likely lead to a steepening of the U.S. yield curve and a modest weakening of the dollar, though neither outcome is expected to pose significant challenges for the economy. In terms of our macroeconomic outlook, we believe that 2026 will be a stronger year than 2025, supported by rate cuts, tax reductions, and deregulation. Rate cuts have already provided a tailwind to the housing market, with pending home sales for August coming in much higher than expected. There's a lot to watch for this week as the third quarter comes to a close, and we'll be following developments carefully as they unfold. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you have a great rest of the week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.